Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got a great show tonight, and just a little heads up, we are being hit by a solar flare as we speak, and it went off, I believe, yesterday, and it's going to be affecting us for the next 2 or 3 days. So if you're feeling a little irritable and a lot of emotional processing going on and projections, just pull all that energy back in and own it, and ask your higher self or God self or whatever you want to call it to assist you in releasing that, because people are going through a major shift. I just got back from the Prophets Conference, and was an amazing experience there. We did several interviews. I interviewed Little Grandmother, and I was interviewed by Daniel Pinchbeck, and did a workshop there and a talk, and in the workshop it was wall-to-wall orbs. We'll have those pictures up real soon. You know, for the lecture and the workshop, there's just orbs everywhere, so the whole room is full of orbs. But anyway, without any further ado, I want to bring Kevin on the show, and I'll give you a quick rundown on what Kevin does. Kevin's the director of Universal Healings and Australian Cosmic Connection in Adelaide, Australia. Kevin has had contact with off-planetary visitors and runs a healing and contact center at Mount Magnificent. I'll bet it's just like Mount Adams. I wouldn't be surprised. He educates people on the higher and more positive interaction with whole light beings. Kevin has been given the mission of freeing up humanity via his affirmation book by doing mass healings and by sharing information he has been given by divinity to share with the world. So let's bring Kevin on the show. Kevin Robb, are you with us?
Yeah, good evening. How are you, James?
Doing great. How are you doing?
Yeah, good, buddy. I just want to thank you for the great work you're doing over there.
Oh,
and
thanks.
Educating humanity, and peace and love to everybody listening.
Yeah. It sounds like you're doing a good job on your side of the pond as well.
Yeah, well, it's been an interesting event, what's been happening here. So we're about 50 minutes south of Adelaide in Australia, which is actually one of the 12 artificial time warp zones for the contact points for the Brotherhood of Light.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was guided up here about 6 years ago, and we bought the property, a couple of acres here. And we've got a healing center, and we had a big night last night. So basically I've had interaction with lots of different off-planetary visitors. It originally started me in 95 when I had what you'd call an abduction experience with some tall white bears and black eyes with my best friend at Waipinga Beach. We lost about 6 hours in time.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to get bogged down in that stuff, but what I want to educate people in is very quickly I became spiritually attuned and actually started distancing myself from those sort of energies and actually working what we call whole light beings.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not into guruism. I'm not even putting myself on a shelf or a pedestal. I'm just a messenger with a message to share.
Yeah.
So when we came to Mount Magnificent, in a nutshell, I was told to set up what we call a diamond of positivity on the top of the mountain. I work with what we call ultra energy, which
mm-hmm.
is like ultra-terrestrials.
Yes.
And so they're very high in the evolutionary chain and spiritually. And they asked me to set up a grid on the top of the mountain here. We're actually 384 metres above sea level, so it's the highest mountain in the Fourier Ranges, and we're on the top of it. And, sorry?
Yeah, I was saying that's a good place to be considering, you know, some of the changes that we're experiencing.
Well, yeah, well, someone said I might have waterfront footage soon, you know.
So basically
what we did is we set up the mountain here, and we set up this beacon of light. What I was told, and this is going about 8 or 9 years ago, that before I even came here, that there was the divine energy or the divine feminine energy was coming through. So when we moved here, we've been here about nearly 7 years now, I got told, I've had a look at what we call, which a lot of people are aware about, which is the keys of Enoch, the Book of Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
But what was interesting with that is I never looked at that book, but I'd experienced all these things in the book that were actually written about, which I found it quite profound for me. So mm-hmm. I had a whole light being manifest in my healing room here and actually speak to me and say, look, we would like you to sub this vortex on the top of the mountain to allow the divine feminine energies to come through and be amplified and go out to help shift humanity's consciousness. Mm-hmm. So that was pretty incredible. So it was funny because I got my wife's crystal collection. She's got this huge crystal collection, and on the 2 acres, I put these crystals in the ground, facing down and facing up, and I actually created what we call a diamond of positivity. So imagine you've got a pyramid under the ground and a pyramid mm-hmm. above the ground, and you actually etherically create this, and anyone can do it. Mm-hmm. And we created that. Well, what happened is we created this vortex, and I came out a week later, and all the crystals had vanished. And I said to my wife, I said, oh, do you mind if I have another 8 crystals? Because they seem to have vanished, and we put them in the ground again, and within a matter of days, they'd all vanished again. So I sat down the mountain, meditated, and opened up, and they said, what happened is you've actually anchored dimensional energies, these pyramids of positivity, as we call them, on different dimensional frequencies or dimensional levels, so they're actually still there, but you can't see them. And I then did it a third time, and that completed the process on the top of the mountain here. So for people who aren't aware, we have Wilpena Pound up in the Flinders Ranges out of Adelaide, and that is basically one of the artificial time warp zones for contact. So what we're seeing is we're going around doing energy work on certain grid lines to actually open up those vortexes for the coming changes with the return of the divine masters and beings of light.
It sounds very similar to what we're doing here. They told us the same thing. It's like an acupuncture point where they're sending this energy through to the planet, and they're opening them up and inspiring people all over the world to do this. And the more people that do it, the more energy they can send in, you know, into the planet to help raise the frequencies and get us through these changes.
Yeah, absolutely. The interesting thing was what they told me is, I've been trained in body electronics, the science of bodily regeneration, which was mm-hmm. found by Dr. John Whitman Ray, which is actually saturation of nutrient and vitamins within a person. You do scorology and iridology readings, and you would hold points on their body and basically regrow limbs in minutes and organs and things like that. It was quite powerful science. And I suppose the correlation with that is when I had a look at the keys, it actually says about piezoelectronic point holding in there, which was quite profound to me. The other thing that we experienced on the mountain is we had a thing happen called time overlap, where we merged with 12 different dimensional levels simultaneously on the mountain. There was a strange warping of time, and what actually happened is we have a 33-foot medicine wheel right on the top of the mountain here, made out of quartz stone.
Uh-huh.
And we did a ceremony in there with a couple of my friends, and we had this time overlap happen where we merged with all these different levels. And inside the medicine wheel, we had 12 whole light beings appear and a brotherhood ship directly over the top of the property, probably a lot like what you've got going on there. And I suppose it was profound for me because these things happened before I looked at the Book of Knowledge. So it's sort of complemented. It's totally separate of what I'm doing with my mission, but it's definitely complementary. I was then trained in what we call not neuro-linguistic programming, but neuro-linguistic therapy. So I've done heaps of training, lots of different modalities over the years to clear myself and get myself up to speed. But what we did is we put 6 affirmations together, and linguistically, they're bulletproof. And we've been selling that book now for the last 3 or 4 years, and in there it tells you how to set up this diamond of positivity over your own place where you live. And what happens is because they're morphogenetically connected, if I power up my grid here, what happens is everybody else's who set up these diamonds, their grids start firing up as well. So you might have someone in, say, Queensland, Australia. Up there we've got around 100 set up. Someone might activate one there, and what it does, it activates the one in Melbourne in Australia, the ones in Adelaide, because they're all connected. Uh-huh. Then you get this, like, Christmas tree lighting up all over Australia. So it's been quite interesting what's happening. And with the affirmations, we've had people say they've seen misguided energies leave their systems. They've had profound shifts in consciousness. The idea is with the affirmations, which I'm very passionate about, is to actually feel them through your heart and not say them through the mind or ego, which is where the information is coming from. What they told me is I learned quite a few years ago, we have these 8 aspects to ourselves, say the consciousness, your perception, your strength and will. Uh-huh. And then you have the psychological, the emotional, and the physical, and the spiritual states. So you have these 8 aspects to yourself. Because I remember when I first started this, a lot of people say, you know, I get these negative thought patterns and I don't know where they're coming from. Well, what happened is I learned about those 8 aspects, but what happens is the whole light beings conveyed me through divinity that each one of those 8 aspects of yourself has 123 basically levels to it, or what we call dimensional strands.
Mm-hmm.
So you have these eight aspects. You have consciousness, perception, strength and will, psychological, emotional, spiritual and physical. So there's eight that make you up as a being here. And then you have, off those eight, you have 123 dimensional strands. And I went, wow, that is full on, because, you know, my consciousness was moving, but the information they were giving me was quite overwhelming for me. And they said, you need to get out and teach people this. It's going to free people up. So mm-hmm. I'm going, okay, well, this is pretty incredible. So I said, so if there's these eight aspects, you're telling me that each one of them has 123 dimensional strands attached to it that make us up. And they said, yes, minimum. So if we get eight and we times it by, say, 123, that equals 984 dimensional strands that you're operating on at any one time that you may be consciously aware of or not consciously aware of.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, okay. So that was a bit of a banana bender for me. I felt like my mind was getting a bit mashed up and put back together there for a couple of weeks. Then they said to me, they said, we're going to show you how people get negative misguided thought patterns, we'll call them. I don't like to call them negative. I think that I like to call it misguided energy. And
uh-huh.
I need to re-guide it. That's what I like to see. And that's how I work. So what they said to me is there's these eight aspects, 123 dimensional strands to each one. That equals 984. I said, yeah. They said, well, the only way someone can get a negative thought is if they're holding or locking down emotion on one of those levels. Because what happens is if you visualize your body and you have your divine heart and your divine mind, and what I like to say is we separate the ego from the divine mind and put it to the right. The only way you get a misguided thought is if you're carrying fear-based emotion on one of those 123 levels, or those 984 levels, I should say. And what happens is the ego, if you visualize it just to the right of your body, it taps into those. And if you're not consciously aware enough, it might go, oh, you have self-worth issues. You're not good enough, are you? And then what happens if you think it and you say it, you then co-create it. So what we've done with Divine Source Enhancement Healing is they told me that where healing's going now, we need to get out of the old paradigm of working with what we call universal energies, because the energies that were coming in, they told me 7 years ago, were cosmic and ultra-cosmic. Mm-hmm. So they're a higher frequency of energy. So I use breath work with my healing modality. They've shown me, and they're telling me it's thousands of years old, and I've been brought it into the present moment to teach people, which we're doing. But in a nutshell, if we let go of emotion, we have the potential to clear. Just say, when you were young, I've had someone lately, I had a lady who said, you know, my father, I've dealt with all this healing with my father, but when I see a photo of him, I still get angry. And I said, that's because there's actually 984 levels or strands to your existence. And she goes, oh, my God. So I said, if we're 10% physical and 90% spiritual, that means energetically there could be some more of the energy to shift.
Mm-hmm.
And she says yes. So then I said, why don't you just allow yourself to let go of that energy now? And all of a sudden she starts getting pulling and tingling all over her body from top to bottom as those misguided thought patterns and energies get transformed and released from the system. So that's what my passion is, really doing that and educating people. And, you know, last night we had a bit of a gathering on the mountain, and just the information alone, people, again, were tingling from top to bottom and having pulling all over their extremities without me having to channel any of that divine energy through the divine overself down and bring that through. Because I think that it's imperative that, you know, information is so important that we can give someone a small amount of information and they can grow spiritually from that, as you're aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So it was interesting how they said there's these eight aspects, and I'm going to go over this again because I really need people to understand this. You have these eight aspects of consciousness, perception, strength and will, psychological, emotional, spiritual and physical. So someone comes to me and they say, okay, well, I'm having trouble. I've never had a lot of belief within myself. That tells me there's some misguided, fear-based emotional energy hooked into the strength and will on some of those dimensional strands. So then when we do the breath work, which I call the Huna breath, which I just do mm-hmm. naturally, and we flood people with this cosmic energy, they actually start, this emotion comes up. I get them to look in the eyes of the person who caused fear and pain and forgive, release, and flow and let them go. And when we do that, this energy transfer happens and actually releases that. And last night, people were walking around here going, I feel like I'm actually floating. And I said, well, you're not meant to feel heavy. You're meant to feel like you are floating in your light. So as you release these energies, you get lighter and lighter and lighter and clearer and clearer and clearer. So that's sort of the mission they've been giving me at the moment. It's been quite unique that you know, we put the book together and we had all these people having these ginormous shifts with affirmations. And look, I've had people say, I've done affirmation work for years. I've done this, I've done that. But it's actually having the affirmation with the linguistics being correct in there. You know, we go back to what you think and say you co-create. And that is the key to actually freeing humanity, that what we do think and say we create. So if you're getting a misguided thought, there's some deeper emotional energy that you need to shift on some of these dimensional strands to free yourself up more. I had someone say to me, well, I'm going to be there forever. But I said, no, because depending on how you are psychologically and emotionally, you have the potential to clear hundreds of different strands of your existence simultaneously. Just like that, bang. And people just go, you're joking. And I said, no. And then we do the energy work, and it's true. They clear hundreds of levels simultaneously. So they might find that, say, for instance, when I was young growing up, I went to hell and back about 20 times, I think, like a lot of us healers, unfortunately. And basically what happened is one incident I had when I was 13, a gentleman got off a train, and he basically beat me to a pulp because he had a bad day at work, and I was only 13 years old, you know. And I wasn't taught to have unconditional love and forgiveness simultaneously. I was taught to lock that energy down and hold that energy and not release it, because that was a part of the old program I was in. So what happened then is, as I started clearing all these different levels, I found that when he actually assaulted me, it affected me psychologically on about 68 levels. It affected me emotionally on about 120 dimensional strands. I'm getting mixed up between levels and strands. I've changed it to strands because I want people to realize that those 984 strands of your existence are totally separate to external dimensional levels. We need to make that quite clear so we don't get people confused here, because there is hundreds of dimensional levels outside of us, but then these are dimensional strands of ourself that we need to clear of this fear-based emotion. So what I found, though, is it took about three healings to clear that one, but we did a bit, you know, appropriate amount each time. And this is where my teachings are a bit different. I do things in line with my highest good. I don't do anything in line with my higher self. The reason is, in the early days when I started, the beings of light started showing me this healing modality, that there was a lady who was having a healing done, and she got quite light, and then she got quite heavy, and then she got quite light, and then she got quite heavy. And all these things were going on, and I did a basic affirmation. I just said, I now command the name of Jesus Christ, Mother Mary, any subconscious blocks, emotional issues, fear or pain in the higher self up onto your chest with divine love starting now. And as we did that, she nearly got pushed off the table backwards, because this energy came up, because the higher self is just another aspect of us on another one of these dimensional strands. So what I choose to do is actually do everything in line with your highest good. Your highest good will override the higher self. It'll always be put in line with your highest good. I even like the phrase that I have seen in reference to the keys. They say a phrase, the divine overself, or the overself. And I think that's a beautiful name for it. It really complements it. So if we do it in line with our divine overself, or in line with what I say and teach, my highest good, it actually overrides the higher self. We need to be very discerning at these times at the moment, that we do everything in line with our higher self. In line with our highest good. I'm getting myself mixed up there. Not our highest self. The highest good sits above that, is the capstone above the higher self, the highest good is. So I see that as a diamond vehicle, a gold, and I see that above the crown. And so if you had your physical body and you were standing there and you had, say, your physical body standing, you had your head, and then you had your higher self just above that, I'm saying the highest good is above that again, and that connects us directly into divinity. So we have that divine connection straight through. Only because, as I said, over the years, I've seen a lot of people, I've been mucked around on the table with different energies, that a lot of people have got stuff locked down that somehow is hooked into the higher self and is actually trying to stop them from moving forwards as well, which I find that fascinating, that part of it, that that could actually happen. So since we've changed it and we're all doing it in line with our highest good, basically there's no stopping people. The practitioners here in Australia are going through the roof. We're having profound healings happening. We're having healings happen where we hold people's points for a matter of a minute, and all sorts of ailments that people have had for years are just vanished. They just go completely healed in minutes. It's just incredible what's happening. Yeah.
What are the points that you hold? Is there a chart or something that goes with that?
Yeah, well, what happened is, when I did body electronics, I learned the piezoelectronic point holding. But what I'm doing is intuitive. So we'll start at the head and we'll actually bring the Huna breath through the body and flood them with ultra cosmic energy, which is a very high vibration energy. For people out there who are listening, if you do your hands-on healing, like you, in here in Australia, we have like spiritual healing centres and we have spiritual churches. The spiritual churches are sort of locked in using just straight healing energy. When you do Reiki or something like that, you're taught to use universal energy. What I'm saying is we need to be using this cosmic or ultra-cosmic energy now. It's a new energy that's here for us to tap into. So when you're saying what points do I hold, I'm very intuitive. What I'll do is I'll start at the top of the head and I might get told, just hold your hand very softly above the navel. And I'll just hold it there for like 2 seconds and bang. We had a lady down here in Adelaide not long ago. Unfortunately, she's 36. Through childbirth, her pelvic floor was destroyed. She went and saw a surgeon. He said, you're going to be incontinent for the rest of your life. You're going to be in pain for the rest of your life. Basically, it's not going to be fixed. You're going to have an indwelling catheter. And she was very upset. Now, at the time of the energy work that we did, and when I say we, it's not me doing it. This is the whole thing. It's not my show. It's actually we are channeling divinity energy from these higher sources. We're just a conduit for that to come through. And an incredible thing happened. She rang me the next day and said, my God, I had that big release, and you're not going to believe what's happened. And she told me the story, and she said, well, it's actually pelvic floor is completely fixed now. I said, you're joking. She said, no. And I said, well, I wasn't even aware of that. We just moved emotion with you. You know, and she had this amazing healing. The surgeon couldn't believe it. This surgeon that she saw, he said, like, he's never seen that. Like, the nerves were actually all fixed in minutes. So what we're seeing is the higher teachings coming through, and these things are actually starting to manifest on lots of levels of people. With Dr. John Whitman Ray, when he was in Queensland, there was a lady with half her breast removed. They did point holding on her for approximately 1 3/4 hours, and after that time she had a complete new breast. It was regenerated completely. You know, and I welcome people to have a look on the website at bodyelectronics.com.au and have a look at the literature and the books and stuff. It's pretty incredible science. But with what I'm being told is with the Divine Source Enhancement Healing, the understanding I had from all these other modalities I'm bringing into this modality to make it very simple and easy for people to do, to the point that we can just hold a point for literally 30 seconds and have profound healing within that person. The Ayurvedic, so I've also done Ayurvedic massage, levels 1 and 2, I'm doing the level 3 soon. They teach you that everything comes from emotion. Now, the old program was people lock emotion down. What I'm saying now is what a great friend of mine, Bradley Pitt and Darren Curtis, shared with me, is they feel that it all comes from perception, which really, really resonates with me, because what we're saying is if we can perceive our reality in a more positive way, then we're not going to lock negative emotion down because we're perceiving things properly. And what I say is, you know, in the old days, they say, oh, there's spiritual vampires out there or whatever. I call them people who go fishing. The idea is to be non-reactive to anybody else external to your reality. So if someone throws a lure and they say, you know, I don't like you because of this and that, I say, well, that doesn't matter because I only have unconditional divine love for myself and you, and that's your stuff. If you feel like that, that's your stuff to deal with. And so I sort of reflect it back that way, but not allowing myself as a fish swimming around to actually take that lure when they throw that lure from the fishing rod to try and hook you. And that's how I sort of perceive that. We don't want to get hooked up in emotional games there. You know, because a lot of people, they're hooked in all over the place, and we're basically rewiring their hard drive within their system to de-hook them. But getting them to the level where, you know, no one can make you feel anything but yourself. It's all you. You have to own every feeling, every emotion, everything that you have. And I think that's what I'm big on with the mass healings that we're doing, because it's really educating people on taking that full responsibility for that, for what's going on around them. So no one can make them feel anything but themselves. But
now, I know there's a lot of entanglements going on. That's one thing in my life I've realized is that I just can't do all those entanglements and all those low-level communications and behavior patterns and things like that. And when something does come up, I'm very quick to be like, okay, I'm going to trace this back and clear it. But it does seem that there are so many people right now that are still running so many of those old programs and those old entanglements of seeking everything outside of themselves, you know, their love, joy, acceptance, approval, even financial, emotional security, everything. It's amazing that what's going on right now and the chaos that's coming out of that. And this seems like a very good process to get people centered back into who they really are.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's my mission, really. I mean, the new affirmation book, I think I sent you a couple. I don't know if you got them in time. But the
I
new
did,
one's
yeah.
coming out in about 3 weeks, and that will be dynamite. There is some information in there I've just been given that is just going to change people so dramatically. And, you know, I've always said it's actually about the information. It's not about the money or anything like that. You know, they'll be available online for like $15. And people who can't afford them, I'll be just sending them a copy for nothing, because it's about freeing humanity up, giving people the tools to actually realize what's going on within themselves and their own environment. Mm-hmm. And as I said, you know, we've had people use that book and actually seen misguided energies leave. They've had huge, profound shifts in consciousness in as little as a couple of days. You know, I gave one to a spiritual minister in the Glasshouse Mountains last year, and she rang me up. She said, "Kevin," I said, "Yeah." She said, "That book, I've just had the most profound shifts in the last 3 weeks. It's incredible. I feel so light, and I felt tingling all over my body. I felt pulling on my extremities as the misguided thought patterns leave." And I said, "Well, that's correct, because, you know, once you start empowering yourself and you're doing it yourself, it's not about everyone lining up to have a healing with me. It's about everyone doing the deep healing on themselves, just having some information to allow them to do that. I think that's so important." So it's been quite a mission, you know. I've gone from, you know, interacting with beings that, you know, weren't so pleasant to working with these beautiful, what I call divine whole light beings, and having amazing experiences with them and the energies up here on the mountain. But you wouldn't go any other way. And you are correct. There's lots of people running different programs. The idea is to get them all on the higher program, or as many people on that higher program as possible, and realizing that, you know, they can co-create that reality. It was interesting when I sat down last night. I said, there was about 20-odd people here. I said, if I gave you a platter and it was empty, and I said, what would you like to co-create? And I looked around and people said, oh, divine love, unconditional love. And I said, well, what I'm creating is heaven on earth. Do you want to join me? Because, mm-hmm. you know, it's really about consciously thinking, what do you want to create down here? What we're creating is heaven on earth. We're clearing out the old energies, the old programs, and we're going to have this fantastic graduation of humanity happening. And it's going to be mind-blowing, and it already is. I mean, the things that we're interacting with are fantastic. So, you know, it's really about saying to people, well, if there's a platter and what you think and say you create, what do you want to create? And it's amazing how, you know, you'll speak to someone on the street and they'll say, I want a new boat. Or like you said, you know, the old program, I'd like a car. And I'm going, well, what don't, you know, if you're really consciously aware of what you think and say you create, wouldn't you help me create heaven on earth and free humanity up from the chains of the lower programmers that have been here for so long? You know, as far as I'm concerned, a lot of people say that there's this battle going on. That I say we've already won. We're in victory now. We're just finishing off. Mm-hmm. We're just cleaning the plate up now. You know, and I've got
to
say that when
I
first got into this, you know, around 95 was quite hairy for me. There was no one in Adelaide to speak to. I went to the UFO clubs, and he was sort of in cahoots with the government, but a really nice guy, and couldn't really give me any direction, just said, let these beings in. And then I learnt discernment and thought, what the hell am I letting in?
Yeah.
What I was letting in was beings that were trying to stop me from reaching my full potential. When I had, going back to the beginning of the abduction experience, they were trying to capture the essence of my soul, is what I got uh-huh. told. And because they knew what the job I'd be doing, so they were trying everything they could to try and slow me down or stop me. And even some of them aren't really negative, they're not positive, they sort of sit on the fence. And these ones were sitting on uh-huh. the fence. And, you know, they were interested in trying to capture the soul, but they couldn't capture mine. It got blocked, so that was all quite interesting. But you know, you can see the photographs and all that. But like I say to everyone up here last night, it's all about the deep spiritual shift within yourself. We can see as many light ships as you want, but don't expect that light ship to land and then to get out and actually wipe your backside for you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's why I'm really pushing myself to get this book online the next 3 weeks, so that more people, you can tap into more people, and they can start freeing themselves up. It's really important that we do that in a very cheap, very easy, effective way, in a very basic way, so people can actually get their heads around all these different levels that we're working on.
Yeah, the I was going back to the UFO community. I think it's very interesting. I was very involved in the UFO community from probably 90s, I don't know, in the 90s on, and it was just amazing what you'd run into there. And what I've seen, the vast majority of it is really focused on nuts and bolts, back engineered stuff, abductions, you know, all the low level information. And when you try to bring the higher level stuff in, which is the big picture, there's so much jealousy and backstabbing and dismissal and attacking. And you know, by nature, it's filled with just filled with government disinformation and other people there that don't have the consciousness to even comprehend what you're talking about. So it's a very hard field to break through anything of a higher consciousness and energy nature. And I've noticed too is a lot of the women that were in the field have just pretty much left the field and given up and are more focused on healing work. Basically, they just said they just walked away from it because they were coming from the heart and from spirit and much more sensitive and trying to bring in a higher level to these fields. And I don't think they want to experience anything of that nature.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, there was a lot of resistance here for years in that way. I'm liaising with UFO Queensland now, and I've got to say they're starting to go a lot more spiritual, which is good to see.
Right. Yeah.
There are quite a few clubs over here that are nuts and bolts still. I mean, I was horrified to see, you know, people running around going, I've spoken to this person from a club and I've got these beings coming in and pinning me down and abducting me and all this stuff going on. And they hadn't even run me. You know, and everyone in the country knows what I'm doing. And yeah. I thought, well, you know, what do you get out of that? Like, ultimately, let's free this person up. Let's get them on the table. Let's connect them through their divine overself or what I call the highest good. Let's connect them up through that. Let's get them operating from the heart. Let's get them letting go of this fear-based emotion where they're coming in. I've had experiences in the past where energies have tried to pin me down, and I just use divine sacred names. Mm-hmm. Christ is a good one. You use that three times and nothing moves. It all moves, I should say. Nothing comes down in the way of that energy, that name. You use a divine name as you'd be aware of, and it, love, light, and protection, and it just pushes these energies away. But what we're seeing in Australia is a huge drop in abduction experiences. What we're seeing is people having experiences with whole light beings or angelic dimensional beings, which are coming with love, light, and peace, and actually giving you information telepathically. The abduction scenario in Australia is slowed right down. Mm-hmm. I'm right against that sort of stuff. Anyone who is, you know, sort of into the abduction scenario side of things, I'm so against that. You know, a being comes to you with love, light, and it sits down and gives you direct information. I'm connected through divinity, and they'll just give me information, and bang, it's there. Mm-hmm. There's no having to come in at night and pin you down or any of that sort of thing.
Yeah, but it seems to be not happening over here in the States as well, although they are trying to promote it as being just as massive as it was in the past. But that whole thing is phasing out, but unfortunately, that's where the UFO community has put most of their focus on, you know, is cattle mutilations or abductions or just, you know, back engineered stuff, secret government stuff, and they're missing the whole big picture, and they're trying to keep it down, you know, keep it in the past, keep the fear and the other things going. And I know there's a reason behind that, because they're basically running out of enemies, you know, they're running out of countries to bomb. And so they need a whole new threat, you know. So they'll probably bring in, you know, the UFO threat. And, you know, that's why a lot of these movies are being made and everything else. But basically what I'm seeing, just as you're saying, is that whole scenario has pretty much gone out the window. And now all of these incredible light beings are coming in and contacting people. But we're just not hearing about that, especially not through Hollywood.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I think the key to everything, like you know, I remember a few years ago, we got a chemtrail sample from France. If, mm-hmm. You know, but I don't want to get bogged down. It's about being, I think, with chemtrails, with the water fluoridation, with all the things that are going on, the conspiracy stuff that we're aware of, I think it's good to have an awareness of that, but not mm-hmm. to get bogged down in it. And to exactly. actually realize that we need to attune more to the upward spiral and keep thinking positive and stay in tune to that, but also be aware of what's going on. Uh-huh. But it was interesting, we had one of these samples, a chemtrail sample of quite a few years ago, and we tested it here in Adelaide, and it had Flabella pneumonia in it, which is a biological war agent.
Yeah.
Which you can breathe in, and it actually goes into the lung, and then when you use a microwave oven or a cell phone, it actually activates the virus. And so that was quite interesting. But I think what I'm saying to people is don't get bogged down in all that stuff. Realize that the higher light, what I call the cosmic energy coming in, or the ultra-cosmic energy coming in, when you crank your field up and you do that deep meditation each day, which I call a state of no emotion where you think of nothing, and you bring that energy through, that has the power to transmute anything around you.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we need to be educated.
It's definitely what I say, tell people, is like, you know, to be enlightened means to be in knowledge of all of it, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you don't focus on the ugly. You focus on the higher stuff, and you do whatever you can to negate the other stuff, you know, by you know, getting fresh water, proper diet, you know, maybe just not even going out when they're doing massive chemtrail spraying. You know, it might be a good idea to stay indoors or whatever, or get a nose filter or something, who knows. But
I think a good thing would be is to actually be sending more divine love to those people who are actually doing these things.
Yeah.
Because the only reason these people are doing it is because they're in lack of divine unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason. So if I'm walking around and I feel someone's energy is a bit funny, I will actually send divine unconditional love to the part of them on one of those dimensional strands where the blockage is without saying a word. But sometimes it's more powerful to say nothing than to say something.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how I work with the energy. So I'll bring it down. I can, you know, someone walks in the room here, I can just go bang, bang, bang. These are the things going on with you. And as we work with that energy to clear that energy, basically we're looking at that person and projecting that energy without me even having to say anything. So you don't actually have to say anything. You can actually project that energy. So if you see someone on the street and they're not doing the right thing or they're throwing papers out the window, we go, God, that person's not awake, blah, blah. We can get caught up in that scenario, but what we actually want to do is be sending more divine unconditional love to that person to actually help them shift the energy that's been trying to block them from being consciously aware. Because what I'm finding is when I spoke about the eight aspects to ourselves, so the consciousness, perception, strength and will, so the psychological, emotional, spiritual and physical, what I find is a lot of the fear-based misguided energy loves to hold the consciousness down. If it can jump into the consciousness and suppress that, and people aren't consciously aware of what they're doing. If you go back, say, 15 years ago or even 10 years ago, you look at how consciously aware you are of things now compared to how you were 10 years ago. So what I'm saying is if someone's not consciously aware of it, that's where I see that fear-based energy normally anchored down in. So the first breath I normally do when we're doing this healing modality is for the consciousness to clear that.
Yeah.
And as that bumps up, I remember someone on the table, you know, not long ago, and they said, you know what, I can't remember from when I was 10 years old backwards. I said, okay. And I'm getting told that when they were 7, something happened with their father. I just got told it. I look at them, and before they even walk in the room, a lot of the time, I'll just know what's going on. And I thought, okay, well, that's interesting. I said, well, if we're 90% spiritual and 10% physical, why don't you allow yourself, and this is how we bypass the ego. The ego sits up there to the right, just apart from the head. We bypass the ego by going, okay, if you can't remember from when you were 10 back, why don't you allow yourself to let go of the energetics around that, the energy, because we're 90% spiritual or energetic and 10% physical. Why don't you let go of the energy around that? And next thing, they let go of the energy, they're pulling and tingling all over their extremities, and all of a sudden they can remember back to 7. Because the ego is trying to suppress that consciousness on one of those levels so that they can't remember. So I bypass the ego. It's like the ego goes, check, I've got you, Kev. And I go, no, we'll go check, mate. I'll get this person on the table to let go of the energy in regards to that. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they go, oh, my God, I can remember when I was 7. My father used to abuse my mother. He used to come home drunk. It was terrible. I had so much fear, I locked her down. You know, and I said, well, look in that little girl's eyes and allow her to let go of that now. And boom, they have the tension all over. So, you know, that sort of ties in with, you know, people who are out there doing these things out there. We need to be sending more divine unconditional love to these people. And people say, well, how can you do that to a murderer or a rapist? I said, well, I actually have unconditional divine love for every single person on the planet. It doesn't matter what they're doing. I might not approve of what they're doing or what they've done, but I will still send that because on some level they've had this energy locked down in their systems trying to hold them down as well. And this is how we free humanity up en masse. By having that empathy, compassion, understanding. I mean, I worked as a nurse for 25 years, so that really teaches you compassion, understanding, empathy, compassion, all the main traits that make us good at what we do.
Hey, can you make a project with our political system here and get a group together especially Hillary lately. You know, she can really use some divine healing. That, you know, well, I just saw a video of her the other day saying that she needed billions of dollars for this new propaganda program because we're losing the propaganda battle, you know, with other countries and everything else. And I thought about that and I said, so you're going to spend billions of dollars to continue to lie to people when people are starving and you've got a serious food shortage coming up and all these other things. It's such misplaced. It's the energy is just so misplaced. And you know, as we were saying, the money, everything else, which is just energy as well. And I'm seeing that over and over. And maybe as a group, we should all focus on healing that wounded little girl in there that is so afraid she thinks she needs to control the whole planet.
Yeah, well, you've just hit the nail on the head, my friend. And this is what it's about. And it is about sending more positive energy, more divine love to these people. They're in lack of it, and that's why they're doing the things they're doing. Mm-hmm. So what you just said, Dan, was absolutely spot on. Last night on the mountain here, we actually fired up the grids across the whole world. We linked everything up. Then what we did is we sent divine love to the world leaders to change their consciousness. But imagine if you've got, you know, that's something to think about. We have a network and we get, you know, 5 million people putting divine love to the consciousness of the world leaders to change their consciousness with this divine unconditional love. And we just send that. That has the power to change things dramatically. You know, a lot of people talk about Dr. Emoto's work with how the water crystals changed. Mm-hmm. Well, what you think and say you create. So what do you want to create? If we all collectively join in and link up with that, we can actually do that, and that will help free up that part of the system as well. And nothing here is unchangeable. We can change everything. We need mm-hmm. to empower people more with that. We can change everything. It starts with us. We all join collectively, and we can do that. And like I said, you know, if I walk past some person and I feel there's an emotion locked down, then I'll just send that divine love to that part of the person on that dimensional strand to help free them. Mm-hmm. It's not uncommon for people to just come to the mountain and they start tingling and crying when they walk in.
Yeah. Yeah, there's it's quite interesting. I've seen that, you know, I've seen how these universal beings, whatever, cosmic beings, whatever you want to call it, what they do is they use, I don't even want to say a technology, it's more of a spiritual technology. And, you know, working with the grids and working with the spots that are where the energy is really psychometrized into the land there, like, you know, over in the Dome of the Rock and the Wailing Wall and things like that, ships are appearing over there because they're changing the frequency because the energy is so stuck there in these power spots. And they're helping us with that process. It'd be so neat if a lot of people would get a hold of this and start being part of the process and not expecting all these ultra-dimensional beings to come and do everything for us, but to stand up and be part of the process and do it ourselves. And I think we're seeing that on a smaller scale because, you know, in Egypt and all these other countries, they're starting to stand up and say, enough's enough. You know, we want our freedom. We want to live in harmony with each other. We want to live close to the land or whatever. And that's what all these kids are coming in and saying, look, I don't want to live in this program that you have established here. I want a program that's more aligned with universal law. And we're seeing that. It's not that detailed, you might say, but I think in the heart of hearts that the whole planet is starting to awaken. And if we can all be part of that process, and really pump out that universal love and universal law or whatever you want to call it, you know, we can start really shifting this planet and turning things around.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that, and that's what it's all about, you know. Collectively, you know, we're strengths together, and, you know, we're all a part of that. The one thing is, it was interesting you said, you know, working with the light beings and stuff, and I think we all need to remember that we actually are whole light beings, all of us, in a physical body. We are light energy. Doing this down here on this important mission to actually help free up mankind. And it's not for the faint-hearted, and it's a great thing to be a part of. I mean, everything we've experienced over here, it's just been phenomenal. The amount of stuff we've seen, and it's like you're getting all the orbs up there. We're getting heaps of them here as well. You're getting the Brotherhood ships appearing. We're getting them. There's just so much happening. And the connection is so strong with these different vortexes we're actually activating that, like I said, we're in the final stages of complete victory.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting told that anything that's misguided is going to implode upon itself now, and things mm-hmm. will be shown for what they really are.
Yeah, I've been talking about that for years now. I was telling people that this whole grid of tyranny, you know, and reckless greed that we're seeing is reaching its apex and imploding on itself. And we're seeing that with the, you know, the Gulf oil crisis and the banksters and all this just crazy, insane activity we're seeing. It's being shoved right up the surface for everybody to take a good look at it. And then the karmic consequences are right behind that. And so it can't sustain itself in this new grid that's coming in, or this new energy or consciousness and energy. And this is measurable. I mean, the scientists are measuring up to 500 huge bursts of energy hitting the planet, you know, every day. It used to be about 50 a day. And we're definitely moving through this huge field of energy that, when we align with galactic core or Hunabku or whatever you want to call it, but definitely the shields are down, the magnetic fields are down, the cosmic rays are just flying in, and those cosmic energies or rays are actually hooked to cosmic consciousness or a very high dimensional way of being.
Yeah, that's correct. Absolutely. We it's interesting. I want to thank you for the movie that you put out too, Contact Has Begun. We screened that here at the conference in 2008 with your permission.
Oh, great.
And it really inspired me to pull my finger out. So I've gone around and interviewed spiritual people and ufologist people in Australia, and we're putting a documentary about the positive aspects of contact, because we're seeing in the past so much misguided information out. And we hope to release that before May this year. And mm-hmm. there will be another DV in there on the presentation of how we work on these 984 dimensional strands simultaneously, and how to free yourself up from the fear-based emotion as the ego is dying, because where we're going, there'll be no ego, as you're aware of. Mm-hmm. But the ego is trying to hang in there, but it won't be able to. And we're just going to put them out for $15 for people too, because we just want to get things out cheap and just get it out as much as possible to just really help with the shift forwards and pushing forwards, getting that positive message out about these positive things that can be happening, and helping to free people up on these different levels. It's so imperative we do that. So, you know, we'll send you a few copies once that's done in May. Good friends of mine, Darren Curtis again, and Bradley Pitt here in Adelaide, they run Sacred Resonance, which you might want to look at. So he's a musicologist and basically uses sacred frequencies in his music mm-hmm. to actually attune people to higher levels of consciousness.
I'd love to get some of his music. I know if you use the 528 frequency and some of the other ones, it has an amazing impact on people. And from what I understand, there's another way of tuning your instruments to where they actually play total harmonic chords, and they're very healing versus a way a lot of them are set up today.
Yeah. They do incredible work here in Australia. And, mm-hmm. A couple of fantastic people. And so with just getting back to freeing people up with that book, that's really my mission, doing the mass healings.
Mm-hmm.
Getting the new book out, which will be available from, you look at universalhealings.com.au, you know, to really free people up, that reconnection affirmation book. And mm-hmm. it has all the information on the different levels and stuff. And with the Australian Cosmic Connection website, people can look at that. That has a whole heap of the photos. Just about every single photo on there is from Adelaide here, of the light ships, mm-hmm. Light energies, orbs, et cetera, like what you have over there. And hopefully all together we can move forwards and unite humanity for the greater good, and just move forwards with this love and joy as what you do. It's quite incredible that we're on the other side of the world, and we seem to be doing the same thing here, being inspired to do this great work.
Yeah, and it does seem like
it's so important.
We're definitely doing, you know, it's almost identical. We're having the exact same experiences, and it seems like we had the same challenges as well, you know, as in the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, you there's an old saying, you know, the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. And there are elements out there that do all they can to stop you from really stepping into your power.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they can't stop the unstoppable, James.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you just have to remember who you are.
Unstoppable.
Yeah,
yeah, they can't.
Whatever I can do to support and get that information out, I will. If you can send me some links or whatever else, I can put that out over our email list so people can get, and I'll put it up on the station as well. And
yeah,
and that way people can get a hold of your books and your DVDs and the videos when they come out as well. We can actually show it here. We have a big conference center here that we can actually show the movie as well. So anything you want to share with us, we'll definitely support your work there and help get the information out.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, immensely. I mean, it's been, like I said, 15 years of hard work. And, mm-hmm. and the new information they've just given me is just going to really lift the lids off people. It's just going to really help them accelerate into these high levels of consciousness. And the affirmations are absolutely bulletproof. Mm-hmm. As I said before, people say, you know, I've done affirmation work before. I've never seen affirmations construction in the way these ones are. And it's really going to help people shift dramatically and fast, you know. And, you know, we just want to do it as cheaply and as possible. And if people really can't afford things, they just email me. They just get copies for nothing. You know, mm-hmm. it's never been about the money. It's about the information getting out there and helping free humanity. You know,
yeah, that's very important. That's what I've always done here. I've never turned somebody away, you know, that needed healing or clearing work or whatever. You do got to pay the bills. so people need to reciprocate something, you know, to help keep. I always tell people, they said, well, you know, this is all spiritual. You know, you should be doing this for free. And I said, well, can you tell that to the utility companies, you know, the electric company and the propane people and the tax man and everything else I have to deal with, you know, just tell them I'm a really nice guy and I shouldn't have to pay any of these things. And it doesn't seem to work that way.
No, well, trust is a must. And I think that when you're doing the important work like we're both doing and other people around the planet, that you'll always be looked after.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's always worked. You know, it doesn't make any. If I were to use logic in the way I've operated and lived my life, I would have been in the toilet a long, long time ago, because spirit always comes in right at the last minute or whatever. I always just trust now that whatever I need, you know, and if it's not there, I didn't really need it. You know, that was just a little ego program running. You know, so it's always been there, you know, whatever I needed to do my work and finish things up here.
Yeah, it's fantastic, you know, what's going on.
It's just that divine timing, you know. If it's not there, it's probably not time. You know?
Yeah, well, I call it divine synchronicity.
Uh-huh.
That's what we call it over here. So it's just all about the synchronicity of what it is. It's the same as divine timing, same thing, just with a different word.
Yeah, exactly. So can you give your – unfortunately, we're out of time. So can you give us your website one more time, how people can get in contact?
Yeah, if people would like to have a look at www.universalhealings.com.au, and the other email for the metaphysical UFO group that we run is australiancosmicconnection.com.au, or you can just Google Kevin Robb. If people were interested in the books, because they're not available online at the moment, the reprint will be ready in about a week. They can just email me via the website, which is kevin@universalhealings.com.au. And I can arrange to have one posted, a hard copy posted out, if they wish. And I want to thank you so much for having me on. And keep up the great work. It's fantastic what you're doing, spreading the information, having great speakers on. And everything you send out by your email, I've got a pretty big email list this end. All the really good stuff, we just throw straight on there and other people get it and go, who's this guy? And I say, well, you want to go and join up and get the relevant information that's coming through, because, you know, I don't always have a lot of time to surf the net and get all that information, and with you it comes through, and then we share it with hundreds of people over here. It's great.
Oh, great. Yeah, I love that network, you know. So only thing I can say is good on you, mate, and keep up the great work.
Okay, love you, brother. Shalom, and peace to everybody. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming on the show. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. It was an awesome interview. I've got to get over to Australia one of these days. It is on my bucket list, and that in Peru. But who knows what the universe is going to create. So anyway, this is James Hill with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Have a great evening, and don't forget to take care of all those little strands that are causing you those daily problems. Anyway, have a good night.